Let's get down to brass tacks. Hold on. I bet you don't know what I'm making me that.
Thanks for that.
I bet he doesn't know what to make of me. Oh, well, you know.
Oh, I think I do. You're okay.
Able to come and talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
My name is Emma Harling.
Oh, I've been waiting for this for
and a while. I have come especially to talk to you today.
Thank you very, very much.
Not only myself, but many other dear ones here who are most anxious, if we can, to break down the barrier between our world and yours, if only for a few moments, to talk to you. We know only too well what you are trying to do, or how hard and difficult is the task. But you know that we are doing all in our power to help you.
I know that.
But I know the obstacles that you have to overcome. And I know that they are in many ways big obstacles. But you can and you will overcome. You have the power within yourself. And you will have souls come to you to help you on your side as well as this. For a long time we have endeavored. For a long time we have tried desperately to do all in our power to bring about changes, to bring about unison, to bring about that unity that is so essential in the movement if we are to progress, if we are to reach the minds of humanity. If we are to augment this work in the way in which we desire it to go, we have many changes to bring about. You and others like you can do this. I know it seems almost an impossible task, but it's not impossible. Where there is such faith as yours, we can achieve great things. We tried desperately when on earth to do these things. We set the ball rolling, but at the same time we know that it is people like yourself alone on whom we depend. We are doing everything we can, but it is not an easy task. This we know only too well. But have patience and persevere, and we shall not fail you.
I do all I can.
I do not know quite how to put what is so much in my heart and in the heart of all of us here, how to describe or depict certain aspects of life as we know it, so that we can give that encouragement and that enlightenment. But we do know that with your assistance and people like you, we can do a great deal. We have got to make changes in the spiritualist movement. We've got to get mediums who will really respond to the power of the spirit and use that power in the right direction. Not be just seeking for self, but seeking truly in service and in love for the world of spirit, for the propagation of truth, that we can indeed break down these barriers that man in his foolishness and his ignorance has built. There's so much that we have to do, but I feel confident that we can achieve it, we can do it, if only we can get people together to work in harmony and in love, forgetting self in self, true self.
I sometimes feel as if I'm facing a wall. I don't see how I can get through. I myself am limited, surrounded by duties and loyalties. Sometimes wish I could push the walls down.
My friend, there is only one loyalty that really matters, and that is the loyalty to truth.
Yes.
It is a good thing to be loyal to one's friends, to one's associates, but if you are confident within yourself that they are sometimes wrong, then one must state that truth, state that fact, even though it means sometimes hurting, and sometimes perhaps even breaking a friendship. Because truth is greater than anything else. Truth is the one thing that is important.
I know I have to make decisions myself, and only hope that I'm receiving inspiration. But there's one thing I would like to ask you. Do you wish me to continue in the position I hold? And how long can I continue with this? You know the attitudes thrown up at me.
My friend,
yes.
I and all here were seeking to do the work of the Spirit through such as yourself, desire that you should continue, but it alters not the fact that we are very conscious that your position depends not on yourself alone, but on others. And sometimes those who do not see eye to eye with you will do all in their power to see that you do not continue in that position. But that does not mean to say that you cannot still fight for truth.
Yes. Yes.
It's always the same, my friend. Those who would serve are called also to suffer. All who would serve truth must in consequence suffer, because so few like truth. And in consequence, they will do all in their power to tear down truth, which means, of course, all those who support it. But do not despair. Whatever the outcome, we shall not fail you, while you do not fail us.
Thank you.
To those who may listen to my voice, apart from you who are present, I assure you that we on this side are doing all in our power to assist and to help humanity, and above all to help those who understand this truth, to use them to the highest possible degree, to bring about a new realization of God's love and purpose for mankind, to break down the barriers between men and creeds and dogmas and nations. Our task is universal, to help all humanity. We need each one of you to work with us, truly work with us in every way that you can. Be not afraid to serve. Give all that you can in time and in labor and in love. And you will see how we shall work with you and through you. Only you have the strength and the courage of your conviction. And do not fail yourselves and us. If only you will work with us, nothing is impossible. Your world is in such a desperate strait that you need us more desperately than ever. You see the very conditions under which you exist, where man exists in fear, never knowing from one day to another what may transpire. If at any time mankind needed the power of the Spirit, it needs it now. It needs that assurance and that love and that truth that we can bring to you. If only you will band together and work with us. Help us to help you and to help humanity. Spiritualism could do such great things if only spiritualists were truly spiritual. If only they would sacrifice themselves even a little more than they do and make possible that path that we have set for them, to tread it and work for us and with us. We are desperately in need of instruments, truly great instruments. There are so many who could be so used if they could give their time and their thought to us. If only we could impress you how necessary, how much you need the power of spirit at this very hour, when the world stands on the brink of disaster, far greater than any of you can conceive. Never at any time has mankind needed truth and enlightenment and the spiritualization of the world as it does today. We come with a great, great love and a great power that can change the whole destiny of mankind. And it is to the spiritualists that we look, because they have an aspect of truth which, if they will allow us to enlarge it, we can do great and glorious things. We can change the whole course of the destiny of mankind. We come not only to comfort those who mourn, but we come to change men, that they might be truly called the children of God. Yours is a great responsibility. Value it and work for it, and give us all the help that you can in our efforts on your behalf. To those of you who listen, I say, be not content with those things that you have, those things which in themselves are unimportant in consequence of the truth itself. Give us every opportunity to use you. Be not content with the trivialities of spiritualism, but search for the greater things and the greater glories and the greater powers that are yours. Because you are spiritual beings here and now, and that power of the spirit that you possess can reach up to us and make possible that which we are trying to do. Have faith, have confidence in us, and know that we cannot fail, for that which we do together is greater than ourselves. For we are all servants. We are all partaking in the working out of man's salvation. It is within ourselves that we must look, but knowing that within ourselves is a great force and a great power which can overcome all things and make all things possible. To you, my friend, I give my blessing and my assurance that I shall help you to the best of my ability, as indeed will all of us here. We know of the immensity of your tasks and the difficulties thereof, but we know that you can, and others like you, banded together, can bring this great and glorious truth into a proper perspective, that all men shall see it clearly for what it is, the very salvation of mankind. Be of good heart. Do not be discouraged. We shall not fail you. We shall do all in our power to assist you. Go forward in strength and in love, and in the assurance that all is with God and all things are possible. Do not despair. Thank you.
She gets a bit worked up.
Me.
Professional lady. She seems to think you can do a lot, mate, don't she? people fall out when they all have the same truth and the same realisation of things. It seems odd, doesn't it, mate?
Yes.
I suppose it's because they're all human beings and they're all individualists. But you think they'd sink themselves for the good of the work, wouldn't you, mate?
Well, a lot do, Mickey.
Oh, I'm not saying some don't, mate, Dad, but a lot of them don't. Oh, all right.
Right, Mickey, you're quite right, you know.
Oh, Douglas is getting me on the needle, ain't you, man?
They'll only go halfway.
Well, they go as far as it suits them. Suits their pocket or...
That's it.
Or suits their particular sort of sphere of activity, like, you know. Oh, Doug's getting quite on his high horse today, was he? Didn't know what's happening about you.
All right, carry on, lad. Very nice to hear from Emma Harding's Britain. I didn't expect that this afternoon. Well, I suppose I didn't expect it, but anything can happen, but it was very nice.
There are lots of things that one doesn't expect, you know. You come to something like this, anything can happen, good, bad, and indifferent. So much depends on so many things, you know, so many conditions, and all sorts of things. You know, when I was on your side, I was very interested in everything do with this subject, and I try very hard in my own way to bring it to the notice of people, that of course some people, particularly even my friends, they would not accept it. They think it was crazy. They think that I was mad, you know, and they think that my experiments and everything were foolish, that I was wasting my time, that I ought to be doing other things more important. And yet I used to say to them, the most important thing surely is to try, if one can, to discover what happens when one dies, you know, because we all got to die. We can all live for a time, but we've all got to pass out, you know. But my friends say, why worry? When you get there, you find out anyway. But I say, no, I like to find out, and I have these experiments, and I know in myself there is some truth in this, and I like to know more, you know. People think I was crazy. My name, by the way, is Richard. I'm very interested in your conversation, you know, because you are very ambitious to bring this truth into the lives of all mankind, which after all is what you are. Therefore, you have been given the knowledge and the truth, and you strive to propagate it, you know. But it's very difficult, of course. But you can only do your best. No one can do more than that.
Yes, yes. Yes, but we're always hampered, some of us in it are always hampered by the feeling that our best isn't good enough, and that causes all this.
That is not true, that is human. Everyone feels that they can do more, that is a good thing, because often you can do a little bit more. But the point is, if you strive to do the best you can, and everyone else strives to do the best he can, then between you, if you work together in harmony and unison, then you get somewhere.
There's a big if. An individual can, but the question is, can the company, the whole group, work together, or will they?
Well, the thing is to make them understand they have got to do it. Not that you can force yourself, but at the same time, if they've got the true spirit within them for the good of the work, they will think their own differences and work in harmony and they love together to make it possible, to further it.
Yes. Right, Joe, if only we could have a national council. In an organization, little group like this.
You know what the trouble is? The trouble, monsieur, if I may say so, is that the SNU or whatever other organization you may refer to, not just one.
Yes.
If all the people who constitute the panel or the group, whether the council, were to sit and talk to the spirits, and let the spirits tell them what to do, as it should be, there would be more done. But they sit and they fall out and they argue and they say, no, we can't do this, we do that, and so on. But why not let the spirits tell them what to do?
Then perhaps there would be something done that would really be important. They would be fired with the truth and the realization of the spirit and what the spirit was.
Yes, that's quite true, but in fairness to them, how can we ensure this avenue? Here we've got a perfect opportunity. How can we get a whole group like a member of a national organization to meet together? Where can you find a medium who can be used for this purpose?
I don't know, but I think it should be possible.
It should be possible, yes.
Anyway,
we'll have to get this chap up.
Why don't back. You? I don't know. You bring your friends. Here we come and talk to them.
You will? Douglas, we'll have to have a meeting down in Reading and bring the National Council over here someday.
It would be marvelous, you know, because if only we can get harmony and union between the group who are responsible on your side for the propagating of truth, then we can do great things.
There are all these other groups that are growing up in the movement causing disunity. However,
there is disunity. It is true, because while you have human beings, there will always be some aspects of disunity. But if only we can get unity on the main issues.
Yes.
There may be some who would take certain paths, that's true. But if they're doing good work, they do good work. Mm-hmm. But if you can get unity on the main issues, that is what is important.
Yes.
Human beings, we know, are difficult. But that's what makes them so interesting. Even we can become complex, too, you know.
Yes. Grateful for your coming. Thank you very,
very
much.
Do not worry, monsieur. We will help you and help your friends. And if there is an opportunity for us to come and talk to anyone, we will be very happy. If not, well, we should be very sad about it. But where we can assist and help people individually, we will do it. But we would rather do it collectively. Anyway, my blessings to you. Au revoir.
I wish sometimes we could do without mediums. It'd be much easier, wouldn't it? Now, supposing you could go into your sitting room to switch on a button on the old telly and you could talk to people and... Well, that might have its drawback. Some people find it so damned embarrassing they get rid of the set.
Oh,
that's the majority of people would rather have it the way it is.
Yeah.
Because they can sort of say, well, we don't have to go to a meeting. What a lot of people are scared stiff of it is because they think it might be a bit embarrassing.
You've got something there,
Mickey. You watch out, Douglas. I've got me on you, mate.
Don't mind.
How's Mrs. Armalodge?
She's not so bad. She's all right.
She's a dear old thing, ain't she?
Yeah.
She's having a sort of second fling, ain't she?
Well, she didn't know where she was when her husband passed away so suddenly, and she's got a rein on him to take it off her mind and doing her best to get reorganised, Mickey.
Is she? Oh, she's quite a nice person. I like her very much. You know, she's gone rather posh, though, ain't she, lately?
This is helping Douglas ever so much. Ever so much. Yeah.
It's all very well for some of the souls here to come through and say, do this and do that. And they're well-meaning, of course, and their hearts in the right place. But, my Christ, when you've got to deal with some of the people you had to deal with, you've got all my sympathy, mate.
Do I know you?
You do know me, but I'm interested in you. Just
And you know what it's like, then.
You're not talking to someone that does not know. I believe me, when I was on your side, I was very interested in all this sort of thing, you know, and I used to go to the spiritualist meetings. And I once joined up with a church, but I found what was going on in the back room. I sort of packed it up. Mm. The arguments and what have you that go on.
Well, listen, what would you advise me to do?
Well, what would I advise you to do?
I mean, you talk, you know the conditions.
I'd advise you to carry on as long as they let you.
You do?
Aye.
Not to stand down next year?
No. Why should you do that? Why should you stand down?
I wonder whether Dr. Winning might step in and I might be able to do more useful work in some other capacity. You see, that's all I was wondering about.
You mean that you might be able to do more useful
work? Yes, that's what I meant, because you can't rely on, I know I shouldn't say these things, but you can't rely on some of the others to do the jobs they're supposed to be doing. That's the trouble.
I know that, Sue, but at the same time, if you take my advice for what it's worth,
yes.
You'll try and carry on for as long as you're able to carry on, and try and do what you can do as best you may, even if people know follow out the instructions or the things that they're advised to do. You can only do your best.
Listen, I feel like talking to you in a way that I wouldn't talk to the others.
What's that?
If I might. You know the problems we're facing against this union of ours, for all its weaknesses. The Spiritualist National Union is just stamped for something that involves the whole world, you see. How on earth can we carry on with these terrible problems, financial problems? We don't know where to turn for money. And you know as well as I do that when you're on earth, you're hampered by these things. Personally, I don't mind, but...
I know the difficult situation in which you find yourself, but I'm not blaming any particular person, and I'd be the last one to do that. But I do think that the reason why you're not getting the support and the financial support that you need is because, in a way, you're not getting out and about enough among the people. If you were to take my advice, you'd try and organize some big meetings and attract people and get people interested in the Spiritualist National Union more than they are, and you'd get the mediums to get a better standard if you possibly could.
In other words, we've got to extend what we call the publicity work.
Aye, I think that's the main thing, and I think that you've got to throw out a few bobs here and there to get a few pounds back. I know that you've not got very much money from what I've been told to spend, and you're in a bit of a dilemma, and you don't quite know which way to go.
Yes.
But I feel, and I really mean this, that if you're ready to go all out, I think you'd be surprised at the results that would accrue at a date, not immediately. I'd like to see you do more propaganda, because I feel that that is the way.
Yes, to do that you've got to have the right people, though, haven't you? You've got to have the people whose hearts are in the work, who are able to put it over from the platform. There aren't too many of those, you know.
I know that. But, you know, I look back on the old days, and I'm going back to the Sheehy's now, and when it was, well, more than your life's worth even to be seen going in a Spiritualist church in 76.
Yes.
But we went, and we had the courage of our conviction, and we really made something of our Spiritualism. And, you know, in those days, we had mediums that were of a very high standard, and we had some wonderful communication.
You did?
I
remember myself, which was later than you, of course, but it was worthwhile going to some of these places. I remember.
Did we know your name, Fred?
No, I knew. I'm no one important. I'm no one that was well known, although I knew a good number of souls here that obviously were. But I'm just an ordinary person. I used to go to meetings, and I used to become, well, I was a bit psychic myself, of a kind, you know. I used to go in trance, but I never believed half that came through.
Thank you.
I used to tell myself, I don't know whether I'm being controlled or whether I'm not being controlled, but if I'm being controlled, well, or so well and good. But you know, I was only partially developed. In any case, I died before I had a chance to know whether I was any good to meet him or not, so I found out myself.
Yes.
You know, it's a long time ago I'm talking about now. I'm talking about way over 40, 50 years ago.
Yes.
But you know, Spiritualism has changed. It's become too damn respectable, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
In the old days when we had to fight for everything, you're the one sitting back, or at least a lot of people are sitting back who ought to be pushing forward.
That may be the answer. We've got to find the cause to fight for.
Aye. And the cause is pretty obvious, too, when you come to think about the state of your world today.
Of course it is.
When you realize what the conditions are like, you come through two world wars, and you see what intolerance and hatred and bitterness can do. You think that people would learn, but they still go on getting worse and worse. It's fear that you've got to get rid of in your world. And you're no do that by going on the way that you are in the world. You just have to get down to rock bottom. You have to realize the futility of war, the futility of building for future devastation. When you think of the untold millions of pounds and monies that are spent on creating weapons of war that can be spent to help suffering humanity, that can be helped to cure so many of the diseases that seem incurable today. Half the diseases of man are in his mind. Ah, you know, spiritualism properly understood and properly applied would change the whole face of the world.
Yes. Tell me, I don't know how long you're going to be here, but did you know the Glasgow Church, Vincent Street Church, when you were here?
It's going back a good few years.
I was wondering if Winnie...
I don't think the church that I went to was St. Vincent's.
No.
I think that must be since my time.
I see.
Because ours is only a small, wee place at the back of three.
Ah, there are a lot of places, of course, in Glasgow, aren't there? Yes.
You know Glasgow, man. You know Scott.
Well, I know. Are you talking to me? I know Glasgow. I've been to Vincent Street Church.
You know Scott.
No, I'm not a Scot. I'm a Yorkshire laddie.
Aye, Yorkshire.
By gum and all.
I'd like to say this to your friend. If you'd like to come here, if you can make it possible to come here again with your friend here and any other friends that are interested, I'm sure that we can help in various ways.
I'm coming as often as I can be permitted to come and find time to come, because it...
I would be very disappointed if you did not come.
Now then, who are you? My word.
Who's that? Who's that?
I don't know. Who there?
Someone didn't half break in. That
must
have to be someone personally here,
I
think.
Yes, I wish
to. I got the strong impression that there was a link of relationship there.
A very strong voice, wasn't it? Yes. Is it? Somebody else, I think. Oh, it is. It's somebody else, I think. Edith? I sincerely
hope that I and all of us here, for that matter, may have the opportunity of being able to come and speak to you in the not so far distant future. This is Doyle speaking.
Oh.
And I know, of course, from personal experience of mediumship and the whole subject, and how very difficult it is to propagate truth and to do this work in the way in which one would like to see it go. I know only too well the manifold difficulties that one must contend with. But I do say to you, and I do say to all who are endeavoring in this work and propagating the truth of spiritualism, do not despair. On the surface, perhaps it seems that things are not going too well. There is strife, unfortunately, internal strife and differences of opinion. But each individual, deep down in his heart, I'm convinced, has got the welfare of this great truth at heart, and it only needs that little extra encouragement and the realization to become fully made aware to them that they will sink their differences, and we shall see the truth go forward. I'm convinced, I'm very convinced, that spiritualism has great opportunities in the immediate future. I think there will be changes which will surprise you, and surprise you in more ways than one. I think there are new instruments that are coming into being. We are already developing certain instruments who I feel sure will bring forth remarkable mediumship that will assist in the propagating of the truth. There are changes. I can't speak of them at this moment any more than our other friends here can. It's not possible. But I just want you to know, don't be despondent. Things may not be back, but it's only temporary. There's going to be changes. I can see them very, very distinctly, very clearly. Big changes, revolutionary changes in the work and among those who have the responsible position, such as yourself. You will be given the opportunity, and you will see ways which at the moment don't seem feasible or possible to you. Ways will be found, and you'll find that you'll really make some progress, much more than you think possible at the moment. Don't be too downhearted about it. There are always setbacks, but they're only temporary. Only temporary.
I see. So, Sir Arthur, your opinion, based on what the evidence you already possess, is that there's no need for me to worry my head about financial problems, etc.
No. I'm not going to say there's no need for you to worry your head about financial problems, because while you're on an earthly plane, there'll always be financial problems, and therefore worries.
Yes.
But what I'm suggesting is that certain things will develop in the near future, which will ease the financial situation and make it a little easier for you and others. But the point is, there's going to be opportunity. Opportunity for the propagating of the work and the truth.
Yes.
And in
yes.
consequence,
yes.
a certain amount of financial help will come.
Yes.
That is what I'm concerned with at the moment, is keeping the SMU on its feet, keeping it going, nursing. Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Yes,
you're
learning, just you're like, trying to keep it going.
You're doing more of this than the nursemaid at the moment.
Right.
But don't be that worried. If the baby wakes, then it's going to have strong feet.
Well, I'm glad you look upon it as a baby that has a lifetime before it.
No, it's got eternity before it. Don't worry. I know only too well from past experiences. I had my disappointments and I had my disputes and unhappy times over this subject. I don't want to talk about what I did. That's unimportant. It's in the past. What I contributed in the past has helped to some extent the present. And I must admit that in many respects the spiritualist movement has progressed. It's become, as some friend has already told you, respectable. Whether that's always a good thing to be respectable, I would like to say. But I do know this, that once it's imbued with the spirit that once it had, and the link is strengthened with the mediums and the spiritual force that flows from outside, then it will have a great revival and it will grow strong and healthy. Don't worry, it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. You carry on nursing the baby, my friend. Good luck to you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
To all of you, I must go.
Isn't this marvelous? Isn't this marvelous? Here am I, a blessed ordinary bloke.
You don't want to worry, my friend. It is always very difficult, you know, sometimes to understand and appreciate things. I understand, of course, that you appreciate, and we are very grateful. But you know, there will be friends that you will talk to about this,
yes.
and some that perhaps will listen to your tape recording, And they would say, well, it is all very interesting, you know, but they make excuses, you know. But you must not worry about it. You will not please everyone, my friend. You won't convince everyone. But if you can give us the opportunity yourself, and perhaps those who are interested, to come and talk to you occasionally, just only occasionally, you know, we will help you, and we'll try and guide you, and I feel sure we can do a lot for you. We are very grateful for you to come here today, you know, and with Mr. Douglas, you know. He is a good man, you know. He works very hard in his church, you know. We know him very well, and we are very glad he brings you today. And we talk to you again, I hope, Mr. We have wonderful conversation, and we will be able to talk about all sorts of things. And you make these recordings, and you can play them to people. Even if they can't come here themselves, they can listen, you know?
Yes.
I'm very pleased you come here. I give to you my blessing, Mr. I know it is difficult for you. It is a difficult task. Burden you have to carry. But the gentleman he speaks to you before, he knows from experience how difficult it is. But he helps you. Indeed, we all help you, you know. And don't you lose heart, my friend. You have great faith and great love in your heart. And you will not fail. Because, you know, what you try to do is a great work. It is that you are an instrument just as much as the mediums that we have to use. You are an instrument too, just as important. And you do great work, greater than you know. You're a very humble man, but that is a good thing, you know. Because the greatest work is always done through the most humble people. And that is what it should be, you know. You don't want to worry, Mr. too much. You will be guided and you will be shown the path. And you will help and do much for others. Don't you get despondent.
Thank you very, very much.
You keep your chin up, huh?
That's right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Can you come again sometime, Mr. Court?
Hey.
My marriage is at Swarthmore.
That's what somebody told you. Yes,
yes, they told me that your nickname was Causey. So, Mr. Causey, love, I hope sometime in the future it may be possible for you to come up again and perhaps bring one or two pals, you know. And we'll get down to brass tacks and get some of the great souls through and really people who can help you and guide you and give you a bit of jipper, you know, give you a bit of help.
I do all I can.
Don't you get down the dumps, mate. You can only do your best. No one can do more. And you keep your chin up, Pop. You ain't dead yet. You're better off when you are.
Oh, dear. How old is Mickey?
Well, he was between 10 and 11 when he died, when he passed over.
Yes.
But of course he's been over there now for 30-odd years. But as he's told us, he always comes back like that for various reasons.
Yes.
One reason is because he's cheerful and bright and he relieves the tension that may exist in this sort of sitting. And he cheers people up and
yes.
He acts as an intermediary, but sometimes
yes.
He comes through and talks most intelligently. You know?
He's all right, let him talk as he does talk. Did you tape last?
Oh, yes, I ran your recording at 1 7/8.
So oh, I see.
That's perfectly all right to see.
Well, it didn't get any relations through, haven't we? But well, we didn't still, it was interesting.
I think, yeah, there must have been, I had a very strong feeling that there was a link of relationship with that rather dynamic.
Very powerful woman voice.
It was a woman's voice, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you smoke with
them? No, I'm not smoking.